The Heart Sellers is the Blue Barn Theater's upcoming show, which is a story that presents immigrant life in 1970s America. This production explores the ideas of belonging, identity, and connection within American society. The director for The Heart Sellers, Y. Yim, speaks of the complex truth found within this show.
The show is set in 1973, but it feels so now also. My vision was really just to bring the truth from all our personal experience onto this stage as a reflective mirror, if you want to use that word, to just let the audience to see we are not that much different, and a sense of understanding this is what immigrants, many immigrants, not just Asian immigrants, have been through, have felt unable to make friends because of, you know, of our skin color, of our language, of our accent, and also the idea of what is it that to be an American.
This show is authentic, as the actresses in the story as well as the director behind the scenes both come from Asian immigrant backgrounds. Yim speaks about their connection to the story as well as its importance to Omaha.
When I read the play, there is an immediate connection because I have lived similar experience. And I was, you know, I would love to direct the play, but I was a little bit timid about should I direct the play here in Omaha? Would that be too close to home? Like, can I handle it? And finally, I'm like, no, it is worth it. It should be told, especially in Omaha, since I am from Omaha. I immigrated from Hong Kong to America, and Omaha has been a huge part of my life. I love Omaha. Deep down inside, I love, love, love Omaha. That's why I always return to Omaha to direct or work here.
Biana Pehi Palm, starring in this show, is a local actress with a Filipino background. Biana speaks on how this show has allowed her to express as well as embrace her heritage.
One of the first things Evelyn plays Jane, one of the things we first bonded over when we, after we did the first read through, we both realized that we were both not cast in shows before because of our accent. And I mean, most people now are like, oh, God, I don't even hear your Filipino accent. I unfortunately had to work on it. And then it just became a normal now, because to be able to just use it so freely and actually it being welcomed and accepted in the show is just so special, because it's just it's part of my identity. Like, my accent was just such a big part of my identity. And when I wasn't cast in shows because of my accent, it's almost like a, you know, like people telling you, you can't be who you are, almost.
The honesty in the show is one that makes audiences both laugh and cry.
It's a funny thing, isn't it? Accent and other languages. Personally, I think it's a beautiful thing, isn't it? Like, we don't want to hear, you know, new things and different languages. I'm always in awe when people don't want to learn about other cultures or languages, and language is beautiful. I hope that they will come, and we're not speaking, you know, a different language. It is still in English. The play is still in English. It's just, you know, accented in dialects. It will make you laugh. Hopefully it will make you cry. And a sense of beauty to understand other cultures.
The Heart Sellers will be showing at the Blue Barn until March 1st. More information can be found at bluebarn.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.